Are you an EMDR therapist and parent who wants to make more money, have more time with your family, and get better results with your clients? Welcome to the Future Template Parent Podcast. I'm your host, Carolyn Solo, LCSW, EMDR consultant, business coach, and mom of three kids under seven. I realized that the grind of weekly sessions was taking a massive toll on my ability to be the kind of parent and therapist I wanted to be. So I dove headfirst into learning about intensives. I read all the books and articles and did all the trainings. Now I've transformed my schedule, my income, and my clinical outcomes by offering intensive EMDR in my practice. I want to teach you how to do this too, so you can build a practice you love and spend more quality time with your family. Let's create the future template for your life as a parent and as a therapist. Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 34 of the Future Template Parent Podcast. I am your host, Carolyn Solo, EMDR therapist, business coach, and mom of three daughters. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about the group program I'm planning to launch in 2024. I said that I was going to talk about this last week, and so I am fulfilling my promise. I'm going to talk about why I'm doing this and some details about what the program will contain. So first of all, in sort of classic me and then like classic entrepreneur, business owner life, in just 1 week, I've made some changes in my business plan for 2024. We are still moving to Vermont, as I discussed in the last episode. That's not the kind of change I'm talking about, but I had said that I was going to pilot my group program in the spring. But in talking to my business coach, talking to my partner, talking to my therapist, and just engaging in some, you know, good old self-reflection, I decided that the fall was going to be a better time. So, you know, I think that it's all, like, one of the things about being a business owner is that best laid plans don't always come to fruition. And it's important to be able to say, hey, this isn't working for me. I'm going to, you know, make a different decision and know that, like, that's my choice. I am a business owner and I get to decide that. And I should do what's in my best interest and my health's best interest and my family's best interest. You know, that's why we're in business for ourselves, right? That freedom. So anyway, putting it off until the fall, but I said I would talk about it and I have been doing a lot of planning. So I'm going to talk about it with much more to come, more details later in the year. So why am I starting a group program at all about intensives, about implementing intensives in your practice? Well, first of all, my VIP day, sorry, my current offering, my one-to-one coaching day that will get you up and running with intensives in a single day is still available. And in fact, I have three more VIP day slots for the spring available. So if you want to work with me before the fall, snag one of those spots, because as I said last week, I'm taking the whole summer off from clients, from all sorts of stuff to move my family and help my kids adapt. So in the spring through like beginning of June, I still have three VIP day spots available. But as I've been offering the VIP days, which have been great, I've started to think about how I can make this information available to a wider audience and how best to do that. I've also been developing additional resources to support therapists who want to add intensives to their practice. And I've been thinking about how best to get that material out to as many therapists as I can. If you've listened to my podcast at all, you know how passionate I am about offering intensives. I really believe that intensives provide clients with an incredible service. And by offering them, we are changing how our field conceptualizes therapy and what therapy can look like. So I do want to get the word out and I want to help by making therapists feel confident and competent when they offer them and feel really good about their offering. So a one-on-one approach, the VIP day, doesn't have the same possibility for reaching more people. So I decided I want to add a group program. Plus, a group program gives clinicians the experience of forming relationships with other clinicians who are going through the same process, kind of that cohort, that peer experience. I love that. I love programs where I've had that. You know, going through the same process, can give each other support, hold each other accountable. Also, a group program can be spread out, I'm thinking 12 weeks, to focus on implementation and results. And so as the, you know, the information doesn't feel like information overload and too overwhelming. I don't want to just provide you with all the information and then leave implementation up to you. That can work. And I think for a lot of people, the VIP day feels still like they want that one-on-one time. But I do think that if accountability and implementation are something you struggle with, this group offering might feel really good to you. And, you know, on those in the group like components, we can tweak and adjust and adapt and share wins and successes and things that didn't go so well. And how do we change that? How do we navigate that together? All as a group. I'm thinking maybe 6 people will be the group size. So those are some of the reasons I'm excited to implement a group program. So now I'm sure you want to know what's going to be in this program. And I do think that, you know, there's plenty of time for this to evolve, of course, because we're talking fall and it's January now. But I am thinking 12 weeks, and the course is going to be split up into 6 modules, and each module will take 2 weeks. So each module will begin with a video lesson, probably about 30, 45 minutes. That the participants in the group program will watch during that first of 2 weeks. Like a new module will drop at the beginning of every, you know, 2 week period. And then there's also going to be a homework assignment of sorts to complete, like basically an implementation assignment from what the module is about. The idea behind the homework assignments is to be sure that participants in the program are implementing the action steps they need to implement to ensure their success, right? That I'm not just saying, here's all this info, bye, have fun, hope it goes well, tell me how you're doing. So that's the point of the homework assignment. So you're going to get like a course packet at the beginning. And then the second week of the module, all the participants will meet with me in a group for a 90-minute group coaching call, in which I'll answer questions, troubleshoot any difficulties participants are having with like maybe questions about the video module and the implementation. We're all going to set goals for the next sort of module and share wins. So really that group element that I think is so beneficial. You know, people ask the questions that you haven't even thought of and you're like, oh yeah, that is something I don't really get, and I'm glad this person asked it. So 6 lessons, 6 assignments, and 6 calls. Plus, I'm going to provide support over Slack for the duration of the program, looking at web copy, answering questions, providing feedback, you know, anything like that in between the group coaching calls. And the topics of the module, so here's the 6 topics, are going to be 1, mindset work and your why. How to get yourself motivated and kind of revved up to make this big change in your practice, and why are you doing it? Because that why so often carries us through and helps us answer a lot of questions about how do we want this to look for us? Because one of the great things about intensives is you can make it look the way you want, right? So this first module will help us all get a sense of what direction do you want to go in specifically? What's your why? And how do you deal with some of those mindset blocks that you might have? Like, no one's going to want this, or what do I do with this time? Or I don't know how to sell this, or I'm not good enough, whatever they are, right? The second module will be, how do you make up your specific schedule for an intensive? What do you want your timeline to be? And how are you going to adapt your practice to accommodate that? Pricing intensives. I know for a lot of us, money mindset, big thing, and intensives are a high value, high ticket service. So working through those mindset blocks you might have about charging that, and paperwork that you might need, I will give you what I use. And then my intensive client workbook, which is a workbook I use to prepare clients for the intensive. And it gives you, the clinician, a lot of information prior to the first intensive day, so you can really hit the ground running. I find clients really like this because they feel like, wow, I'm really doing something, I'm actively participating. Generating referrals will be the third module. How to get the word out there about this offering and get the referrals you need for a not just sustainable, but profitable and abundant practice. So this is more of like a marketing module, right? We're going to talk about referrals. We're going to talk about current clients. We're going to talk about you know, social media. We're going to talk about all the different ways you can get your offering out there. The fourth module is going to be website copy. We want to write your web copy for your own intensive page on your website, right? You need to have a page dedicated to intensives. And I know a lot of us enjoy writing web copy about as much as we enjoy going to the dentist. So let's get this done. So that's module four. Module five is clinical tools part one. So I have kind of developed this roster of clinical tools, collection, I don't know what the right word is, that I use during intensives, and that I help structure my flow and help me when I get stuck and help me, you know, kind of make adapt for a client, all that kind of stuff. And I'm going to teach you all about them and how to use them. And then the sixth module is going to be clinical tools two, since I have so much to share here, protocols, interweaves, parts work, and more. I have to share it over two lessons. It would be too much to cram into one. And there will probably be kind of like a bonus, maybe not bonus, but like, now what? Like, what are your next steps? Figuring out where to put that at the end. So you'll get detailed and thorough information on all these topics in the video modules with step-by-step instructions for implementation. I'll give you lots of examples from my own practice, how to avoid common pitfalls. And then to go along with those modules, you're going to have homework assignments to complete the week after the video lesson drops. That's all about implementation, right? And I find that the biggest problem with a lot of video courses is like when you just purchase the course, there's no accountability and the implementation can kind of fall by the wayside. Like those targeted homework assignments are going to keep you on track to ensure that you get the results that this course can offer. I want you to come out being like, I've booked my first intensive, okay? The 90-minute Q&A, group coaching calls every other week. Again, this is going to be so helpful with accountability and implementation. You're going to get, you know, a group of colleagues that you're going to develop relationships with and really feel bonded to. I went to an intensive retreat a while ago, and I still communicate with the people that were on that retreat. You're going to get all my answers to your questions. We're going to address issues that come up as they're happening. And we're going to address them live while talking instead of just like a message, which can sometimes things can get lost, you know, in translation that way. Concurrent Slack support from me for the duration of the program. You can send me documents, web copy, questions, whatever to look at and edit and answer when you need it. Like during those 12 weeks, you don't have to wait for the call. And you can get my eyes on your content to optimize it and make sure that you're really putting into practice what you're learning effectively. And with the Slack, you don't have to wait till the Q&A sessions to get answers to your burning individual questions. In addition to all of that, you also get all my client and referral scripts to sell intensives to clients with confidence, a resource library of all these clinical tools that I use with access to any future updates and additions I make. I'm working on some new ones right now, no additional cost. All the intensives paperwork I use with clients, fully customizable for your practice, and my 20-page intensive client workbook. So you get all of that. So, short little episode today, partly because I'm going to give more details as this evolves and develops and stuff, but I just wanted to let you all know, those of you who listen to the podcast, that this is a big thing I'm planning for the fall of 2024. And if this sounds like something you're interested in, we can talk more. And also, I just wanted to reiterate that I still have 3 VIP spots through the spring. If you can't wait until September to get your hands on all of this. And, you know, that's all you got to do is reach out to me. If you want to book one of those, we can chat. We can have a 30-minute free consult call where we see if this is a good fit for you. And if you want more details on how to get in touch with me, my website is www.futuretemplateparent.com. And also you can contact me on Instagram at futuretemplateparent. Short episode here, just a little teaser. I will get back to some more juicy content next week. This is kind of a little, here's a sneak peek into what's coming up. But join me next week for more intensive content. Have a great week and I'll talk to you then.
Thank you for listening to the Future Template Parent podcast. I hope you've learned something that can help you move from feeling overwhelmed to energized about your practice and your personal life. You don't have to choose one over the other. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. and please share it with another EMDR therapist who would benefit from hearing this episode. Each review helps us get the message out about how offering EMDR intensives can liberate your practice. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast listening app so you don't miss a single episode. See you next week.